the Crow, the third book of Pelennor, written by Alison Croghan and read by Colin Moody. A drop of sweat trickled slowly down Hem's temple. He wiped it away and reached for another mango. It was so hot. Even in the shady refuge of the mango tree, the air pressed around him like a damp blanket. There wasn't the faintest whisper of a breeze. The leaves hung utterly still. As if to make up for the wind's inaction, the cicadas were louder than Hem had ever heard them. He couldn't see any from where he was, perched halfway up the tree on a broad branch that divided to make a comfortable seat, but their shrilling was loud enough to hurt his ears. He leaned back against the trunk and let the sweet flesh of the fruit dissolve on his tongue. These mangoes were certainly the high point of the day. Not, he thought sardonically, that it had been much of a day. He should have been in the Turbant School, chanting some idiotic bard song or drowsing through a boring lecture on the balance. Instead, he had had a furious argument with his mentor about something he couldn't now remember and had run away. He had wandered about the winding alleys behind the school, hot and bored and thirsty, until he spotted a seductive glint of orange fruit behind a high wall. A vine offered him a ladder, and he climbed warily into a walled garden, a lush oasis of greenery planted with fruit trees and flowering oleanders and climbing roses and jasmine. At the far end was a cloister leading into a grand house, and Hem scanned it swiftly for any occupants before making a dash for the fountain, which fell back into a mosaic-floored pond in the centre of the garden. He plunged his head under the water, soaking himself in the delicious coolness, and drank his fill. Then, shaking his head like a dog, he surveyed the fruit trees. There was a fig, a pomegranate, and two orange trees, as well as the mango, the biggest of them all. He noted with regret that the oranges were still green, and then swung himself easily into the mango tree and started plundering its fruit, cutting the tough skin with a clasp knife and throwing the large stones onto the ground below him until his fingers were sticky with juice. After he had eaten his fill, he stared idly through the leaves at the blue of the sky, which paled almost to white at the zenith. Finally, he wiped his hands carefully on his trousers, dragged something from his pocket, and smoothed it out on his leg. It was a letter, written on parchment in a shaky script. Hem couldn't decipher it, but Saliman, his guardian, had read it out to him that morning, and then, seeing the look on Hem's face, had given him the letter as a keepsake.